The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
A very good afternoon to you, Rolene.
A very good afternoon to you too, Mr. Gary.
Always good to chat to you. I mean, time is flying. It feels like I spoke to you 5 minutes ago. Eh? Can you believe it? A whole day has passed. And anyway, 50 years have passed. And we're talking about the Munich massacre at the 72 Olympics, where 11 Israel athletes were brutally murdered by a Palestinian terror group, Black September. And yeah, it was so sad. I remember, well, I don't remember that day, but a terrible, terrible period in history. And moving, the ceremony that was held in Munich with speeches by German President Steinmeier and President Herzog. Yeah, what was said? What actually transpired between the two presidents?
Well, very, very moving speeches by both President Herzog and German President Steinmeier yesterday in Munich, as Germany and Israel joined to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Munich massacre. If you all remember what took place at the Munich Olympics in 1972, just decades after the end of the Holocaust and the tremendous blunders by the German police, German army, failing to free the Israeli hostages who were then killed. I don't think any of us can forget those words, "They're all gone." So yesterday at the commemoration ceremony, President Steinmeier accepting responsibility, he said that even though the Palestinian terror group Black September carried out the attack, Germany bears the responsibility of failing to prevent what should have been prevented. He also asked for forgiveness, you know, of course, for Jews around the world and Israelis to see our athletes murdered on German soil, just a mere, not even 30 years after the end of the Holocaust, was particularly painful and traumatic. And he also said that it's a disgrace that Germany has taken nearly five decades to reach a compensation agreement with the families. The agreement is reported to be about 28 million euros. And of course, while we can't quantify the cost of a life or the value of a life, it is some kind of symbolic gesture to the families of their loss. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible, tragic occurrence in our history that up until last year, further investigations into the circumstances surrounding it was forbidden. And only last year at the Tokyo Olympics was a moment of silence finally held for Israel's fallen athletes. Our President Herzog then spoke, and he spoke about what it was like for him as a young child listening to the news as it broke in the car on the way to school, and just how him and his father, Chaim Herzog, one of our former presidents, how they couldn't breathe. The grief was so pervasive, not just for them, but around the country and across the Jewish world. And he also thanked the German government for reaching a compensation agreement. He also referred to the Hebrew word halal, which is a Hebrew word used for anyone who has suffered a loss like this, saying the 11 athletes are halalim. They are a void, an emptiness that can never be filled. And then we heard from Anki Spitzer. She is the widow of Andre Spitzer. He was the fencing coach who was killed. And she said, "This left me as a widow at the age of 26 with my young children. And the heartbreak has never healed."
Terrible, terrible. And I mean, as you say also, you can't quantify the cost of a life. And yeah, you just can't put a number to it. And I mean, those families, how they've grieved, terrible, terrible. And President Herzog addressed the Bundestag and earlier today. What were the key points that came out of this discussion?
Well, a very, very strong speech by President Herzog addressing the German Bundestag this morning. You know, while he has been in Germany, he met with President Steinmeier. They discussed bilateral relations. He then met with Chancellor Scholz yesterday, also speaking, most importantly, about the threat of Iran, which is something that he addressed in his speech to the Bundestag this morning. He said that, you know, countries cannot stand by. The international community must act and must prevent Iran from going nuclear. And he reiterated the message that we've heard from Prime Minister Lapid, our Defense Minister Gantz, our Chief of the Mossad, David Barnea, our Ramatkal, our Chief of Staff, Aviv Kochavi, saying that Israel will act by any means necessary to do what we need to do to maintain the safety of our citizens and of our border. And last week at the Zionist Congress in Basel, the former chief of the Mossad, Yossi Cohen, addressing all of us, saying that, you know, for the first time, saying that Mossad had acted on Iranian soil, and saying that, you know, we are acting wherever we can to prevent Iran from going nuclear. He also then spoke about Germany and Germany's role in Jewish history, saying, you know, there was once such a vibrant community. It was a homeland for so many Jews. So many great liturgies were written there, including Yizkor. Yizkor, the prayer that we say for our dead on Yom Kippur. He started to intone a little bit of the prayer, and then he spoke about the Holocaust and how this was the worst genocide, not only in the history of the Jewish people, but in history, and that Germany remains for us. You know, we have to look at our past, but we also work towards the future. And he thanked the German government for reaching a compensation agreement with the Munich family. So a speech very powerful and very, very heavy in symbolism and history, which is something that we do expect from President Herzog. You know, he has such a reputation, such an elegant, respected, dignified man. And I saw in Deutsche Welle, German newspaper, one of the big dailies there, the headline was President Herzog's speech to the Bundestag.
And lastly, we don't have too much time, Raline. The IDF yesterday released their probe into the killing of Shireen Abu Akleh. And any new developments there?
Well, no new developments, really. You know, the IDF, from the outset, their line has been, there is a possibility the fire that killed her could have come from us, but we were engaged in a heavy exchange of gunfire. But following their operational probe, their findings are exactly the same as the Palestinian coroner and exactly the same as US forensic experts, is that the bullets were so badly damaged that they cannot unequivocally conclude who was responsible. So the IDF really trying to get ahead of the narrative by saying, you know, there's a likelihood it could have come from us. We do everything in our power to ensure the safety of civilians and maintain or ensure that there are no casualties. But in this extremely, extremely tense situation where there was an exchange of fire, and unfortunately journalists who do cover these kind of incidents know that it could cost them their lives. The IDF said once again they're sorry for the tremendous tragedy, but it is those are their conclusions. Naturally, the Palestinians have rejected this. Their agenda, which I believe from the beginning, is to go to the International Criminal Court at The Hague, which is what they've said their intention is to do.
And Raline, unfortunately, we are out of time. And that was your Israel report, your daily Israel report with Raline Marks.